Yes, the winds of November have arrived. But have you also noticed that it is now dark when you return home from work, and that windows light our way home? The closing and dark season can open our hearts. Watching this week's supermoon, we become aware of the beauty and profound statement of nature, as well as the brevity of our lives. Something of summer still lingers, and yet it's a roaring wind as the leaves let go, forcing them to surrender. It is time, as the poet Rilke writes, to work on our inner images. The readings on this last Sunday of Ordinary Time, the last time we will hear from Luke on a Sunday in Ordinary Time until the year 2019. Think 3 years from now. Wonder, ponder. Go inside and imagine. We are invited tonight to imagine through the readings outer and inner images. There is the outer image of the king, generally seen as a leader with something on his head, a unifier, as we hear in the first reading. The Lord said to you, "You shall shepherd my people Israel, and shall be commander." When all the elders of Israel came to David at Hebron, King David made an agreement with them before the Lord, and they anointed him king of Israel. But the gospel presents a seemingly contradictory image of Jesus as king. He is on a cross. He is isolated. He's being mocked and tortured. What sort of image of a king is that? And as we know, it's inviting another kind of image, from outward image of king to image, an inner way of looking at Christ. A paradoxical one, if you will. He is physically imprisoned by the nails on the wood that keep him fastened to a cross. And yet, Jesus is in control. He is free. He has power to promise someone eternal life. That's the image, paradoxical as it may seem. And his dying words, he says that. It's regal. It is kingly to promise someone and offer them, yes, mercy. Words of mercy. Pope Francis this morning spoke as he concluded the Year of Mercy in these words. This Year of Mercy invites us to rediscover the core, to return what is essential. This time of mercy calls us to look to the true face of our King, the one that shines out at Easter, or to rediscover the youthful, beautiful face of the Church, the face that is radiant when it is welcoming, free, faithful, poor in means but rich in love, on mission, mercy which takes us to the heart of the gospel, urges us to give up habits and practices which may be obstacles to serving the kingdom of God. Mercy urges us to orient ourselves only in the perennial and humble kingship of Jesus on the cross, not in submission to the precarious regalities and changing powers of every age. Yes, it is a paradoxical image of Jesus on the cross, but it is a powerful one that sparks our inner imagination, that can touch our souls and help us to reach out to our sisters and brothers in pain, in woundedness, in their own cross. Another image of cross of Jesus as King is offered in the second reading, one of Jesus as the connector of all creation. Quote, "For in him we are created, all things are created in heaven on earth, the visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him." As we conclude this Year of Mercy, and during this time of transition and in some ways turmoil in our nation, I would like to offer another image. The image that was sort of presented in the supermoon. The blue marble, you may recall, in the poster of the whole earth. We saw the moon. We see the earth. But how do we imagine seeing the earth from the moon? A few days ago, I was speaking to the spouses of congresspeople at the embassy of Azerbaijan. And there was the ambassador and others assembled talking about trying to create more understanding between Islam and the rest of the world. Just this afternoon, this evening, more than 100 parishioners assembled to hear the third of the four-part series of Imam Hebron, who spoke about the ways to understand each other. And he spoke eloquently of how we are more united than divided as a people. And that image was given to me when I'm remembering. So often the times we're going through now are compared to 1968. Those of you who are older, remember the tragedies, the Vietnam War, the bodies coming home, the assassinations, Martin Luther King, Robert Kennedy, the turmoil in the streets, the drugs spreading, trying to have a sense of where are we going, and the turmoil in the Catholic Church after Vatican II. In many ways, it was more difficult than what we are experiencing today. And yet, I remember as a freshman in college, the year 1968 ending. On December 24th, 1968, humanity saw for the first time the Earth rising. The astronauts, three of them, circling the moon on that Christmas Eve, read each one from Genesis, and we saw the planet in a new way. It was our planet, all of ours. Fragile as it is, it is ours. We are here on Earth. All creation is united by that symbol. And we spoke at the embassy around that, inspiring perhaps, but giving us hope through memory to bring up an image that unites us. Not all Christians, but we as Christians are invited to believe in this Christ. This Christ who can speak of our fears and transform them, to speak of our unfreedoms and bring us closer to inner freedom, to look at the wounded women in our world, or the children, or men with anxieties, all of us together united, women, men, and children, especially when we are abused or not, our dignity is violated. This is who we are on this planet. This is what our world can give us. Each time we look at the moon, can we not reflect back on imagine ourselves looking from the moon onto our planet Earth? This is what Christ the King gives us. An inner image, a way of sparking our imagination as a people of God. This is how Pope Francis speaks of it as he winds down the year of mercy on this planet. As soon as we give God the chance, God remembers us. God is ready to completely and forever cancel our sin, because God's memory, unlike our own, does not record evil that has been done or keep score of injustice experienced. God has no memory of sin, but only of us, of each of us. We are God's beloved children, and God believes that it is always possible to start anew, to raise ourselves up. And so the Pope concludes the year of mercy. Let us ask for the gift of this open and living memory. Let us ask for the grace of never closing the doors of reconciliation and pardon, but rather of knowing how to go beyond evil and differences, opening every possible pathway of hope as God believes in us infinitely beyond any merits we have. So too, we each are called to instill hope and provide opportunities to others, because even if the holy door closes, the true door of mercy, which is the heart of Jesus Christ, always remains open wide for us, from the lacerated side of the risen one until the very end of time. Flow mercy, flow consolation, flows hope. And so, my brothers and sisters, on this last Sunday of ordinary time, on this feast of Christ the King, let us imagine a Christ who unites all creation, our entire planet, our entire universe, a Christ who brings us together and unites us, lifting it up, lifting all of us up as one creation into the eternal creation of God, that each of us can believe that one day we will be given the invitation, come, come before, I promise you, paradise, the eternal life in God.